When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Arizona and Michigan and Trump world and more entanglements, because there's some news and some developments that seem like they might be worth going over. We'll start with Arizona because that seems to be the more pressing of the two. And according to reporting, it appears that Arizona has indicted 18 people. We don't have all of the names yet, and they'll all be released as the people are served. But it does appear, according to reporting, that both Giuliani and Meadows are being indicted, along with 11 people who are described, you know, by fake electors. I think that includes two state lawmakers and the former chair of the Arizona Republican Party. So that leaves a decent number still unidentified at this point. Now, as far as Trump, which is obviously going to be the big question there, the general consensus is that he is described as the unindicted co-conspirator. I think unindicted co-conspirator one. So there's that. And it's likely that as more of the names come out, they will be recognizable names as well. Moving on to Michigan, the reporting says that Meadows, Ellis, Giuliani, and Trump are unindicted co-conspirators there as well. This information came out during a pretrial hearing in the case of one of the alleged fake electors there. Some of the rumor mill about who is and isn't charged is pretty interesting. So this is yet another complication for the former president, even if he is not indicted in either of these cases. This is still a core group to him. And the Arizona one is probably going to be the most troubling, given the support that the Trump and his community enjoy there, and the fact that it went before the grand jury there. So that is the latest news on this particular topic. I would imagine that tomorrow there will be more information about who is being indicted for certain. And we'll see how it plays out then. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good night.